Page 26, five positions of G major scale. So position one. Position four. And position five. Page 27. The C major scale harmonized in triads and quadrats. So this is a triad. So this is a three note chords. So C major, D major, E minor, F major, G major, A minor, B diminished, back to C major. Then harmonized in four note chords, so seven chords, starting with the major seven, C major seven, D minor seven, E minor seven, F major seven, G seven, A minor seven, B minor seven flat five, back to C major. So modes, page 28. Yeah, the modes are scales within the major scale, and there are seven modes of the major scale, each one starting and ending on a different scale degree. So for instance, the Dorian mode, D Dorian, which is from the C major scale, starts and ends on D, but has exactly the same notes as C major. And they're associated with the chords. So for a major 7 chord, the associated mode, the C major 7, the associated mode is C Ionian, which is just a C major scale. So, and then on the second degree of the scale, the D Dorian, this is a minor mode associated with the D minor 7. And so on. E minor is E Phrygian. And then F Lydian. And then G Mixolydian. And then A Aeolian. And written out in the bottom is all the modes in A. So A Ionian, so it goes with a major scale. And then A Dorian, that will work with a minor scale. And then A Phrygian, that will work with a another over a minor chord. Phrygian, and then the Lydian, that's got a flat fifth in it. Aeolian, which is another minor mode, or the natural minor, another mode for the natural minor. Requiem, which is the half diminished one. I don't really use that one much. Okay. So page 29. This is the major scale. Using three notes per string, and these patterns can be useful. They can be learned as well as the other five patterns, and they can be used, or they're used quite a lot in sort of rock for sort of three note per string type techniques. So if you're into rock, you need to learn these ones as well as the other ones. So I'll just do the first one just to give you an example. So